Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Steph. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Busy as usual, trying to get things done.
Yes, of course. Always wanting to tick things off the to-do list.
Oh, I do love a to-do list.
Me too. Especially on a Monday, which is the day we're recording today. I feel like you've got lots of tasks for the week.
Oh, yeah. Sunday starts on Sunday night. You get that 5 o'clock feeling, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But one thing that could help us with our to-do list, which we're going to be discussing today.
Look at you.
Did you like what I did there?
I did. Nice segue.
is one of our trending, you know, topics, phrases, whatever you want to call them, which is AI.
And I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say I think this is probably literally the most talked about thing on the planet. And I don't think I've ever said that about anything else in my life.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I doubt whether any of our listeners hasn't heard of AI, artificial intelligence. And maybe everyone's given it a go. Maybe they've had some experience of AI in some way, shape or form in the last few years.
And everybody's got an opinion on it as well.
And they have an opinion. So we thought we'd discuss this today as one of our trending topics.
Yeah.
Apparently AI was one of the 2024 words of the year. So
I'm surprised it wasn't earlier, really, maybe 2023. But I suppose it's really taken the world by storm more recently, hasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, I think it's really taken off in the last couple of years. Well, last year, really. And obviously, it's just getting more and more intelligent, more and more popular, more and more used.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, this season, we're coming to the end of this season. We're talking about modern phenomena, things that people are talking about on the internet, new words, all that stuff. And
exactly.
If we use any good words, we'll talk about them, what they mean,
yes,
and recap them at the end.
Exactly. And maybe one we should mention now is to take off, actually, which is quite a nice phrasal verb. Our listeners might know the phrase take off when it comes to a plane, like when the plane leaves the land and leaves the ground and goes into the air. So that's take off. But you can imagine a business taking off, for example, or a product or something like that. So that means that it's kind of just suddenly become...
beginning to become successful.
Successful, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, usually at the beginning, right?
Because
obviously a plane takes off at the beginning of its journey, so...
That's right, yeah. So you could say that AI has taken off in the last couple of years.
We also use the phrase take the world by storm, which I'm pretty sure we've used in previous podcasts.
We might have, yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, which basically means to have a huge effect on people in a positive way. If you imagine that a storm will really affect one area, it's usually to do with the arts and technology, like, you know, an artist or a song or a group.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we've all had some experience with it. Maybe even things like, for example, voice assistants, such as Alexa. I'm not saying the other one in case mine activates during this podcast. it's the one I use. But yeah, that obviously uses AI to kind of improve and get better. Well, get better in terms of like answering your questions, etc.
Yeah.
Do you ever use your voice assistant?
I've never used it, no. And I find it quite annoying because, you know, phones are all set up for you to use it. So often I'll press a wrong button and it will activate it. And then I'll say something and then it will Google it. And I'm like, no, I can just Google it myself.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So you don't want the assistance from the assistant, basically, most of the time.
No. I think I was a bit skeptical at first, to be honest. Because, you know, when people first started using them, there were a lot of questions about security. I mean, you've heard the stories, right, of people using these systems in their home and then accidentally a phone call that they had will be played back to them through their own speakers.
Wow, that's so freaky.
Yeah, it's not surprising though, is it? I mean, who knows? Maybe that's a bit exaggerated, but I've always been a bit concerned about the security side of it. But nowadays I feel as if there's no such thing as online security.
Well, that's the thing. I guess there are pros and cons to AI. And yes, there are. I think a lot of people have been skeptical about it in terms of, as you just mentioned, like data breaches, I guess, or who controls AI.
Data farming.
Who actually sees, you know, who sees the questions that we're typing into ChatGPT or whatever, like, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, where does that data go?
Yeah.
Honestly, myself, I haven't really looked into it that deeply because I just think, why get so stressed about something like that? Do you know what I mean? Unless you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, obviously, then maybe you should be stressed by it. I don't know. What sort of things are you looking for, or what sort of things are you trying to do? I guess the biggest concern, which we can talk about now, is that people have been concerned that AI might replace certain jobs, right?
Well, yeah, and it definitely will. And I find that really interesting because culture is changing now. You know, traditionally, parents would encourage their children to have quote-unquote stable jobs, secure jobs, like being a lawyer, being a dentist, being a doctor. I heard a list the other day, and doctors were number three on the list of jobs that are going to be replaced. Can you believe that? People spend thousands on medical school.
To replace a doctor?
Yeah, because it's information-based, right? So nowadays, apparently, parents are encouraging their kids to become golfers and hairdressers and dance teachers because they're jobs that will not be replaced for a very, very, very long time.
That's really interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you're talking about something that requires like a specific talent then? Because obviously if you're a golfer or a dancer.
And it's physical.
Physical things.
Like there'll be a long time before robots, physical, actual robots that can't, you know, things that can't be done online.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense, actually. Yeah. I was thinking that perhaps if you wanted to secure your job for the future, that you should learn how to train AI or, you know, like an engineer or something like that. Like surely that, because AI will never
be able. You don't need to do that.
I don't think it will ever be able to just work on its own completely. There's always got to be some human element behind the machine, right?
Well, that's the argument, isn't it? No, that's the point, is that because it is it learns itself, that's the issue.
Yeah.
Is that if it gets good enough at learning by itself, it will become more intelligent than us and will not need humans and, you know, quote unquote go off the rails. So I think that's what people are worried about, is that it will not need human intervention.
I don't see that happening, honestly.
Sci-fi.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that film with Will Smith from ages ago, I, Robot, isn't it? But have you seen it?
I haven't seen that, but I have actually read the original Isaac Asimov, which I really recommend.
Okay.
Story.
That's a bit more highbrow than what I've done. but yeah, it's that idea that, you know, robots are taking over the world, kind of, and turning against humans, I suppose, which is actually quite a nice expression, by the way. Turn against. What does it mean if someone turns against another?
Well, to treat somebody as your enemy and to literally do things that defy them.
Exactly.
Don't follow their rules.
So you might be friendly with someone, or, you know, not have any issue with them, and then you might kind of suddenly go against them and kind of not like them or not agree with them or whatever it is because of something they've done, perhaps.
Not act in an agreeable way.
Exactly, yeah, that's right. But AI is capable of, you know, a lot, even now, really. Like, I use AI for my work sometimes. Mm-hmm. I use it to get ideas for things. Like, for example, I'll give you a practical example for teaching. Sometimes my students might be taking a break, or I'll be taking a break, or maybe they'll just ask me and they'll say, oh, can we do some revision of our lessons?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously going through all the notes that we've had, you know, some students I've been teaching for years, going back through manually and looking at all of the notes and creating like a little test or a revision quiz or something would take me hours if I was to do that.
And it's arguably a waste of your precious brain power, your capabilities, right? Isn't that the argument, is that in a way it's a good thing, right? Because humans are highly, we're talented, we're capable beings, we're creative beings, we can do, we're capable of doing amazing things. So in a way, it's great because AI can do these things and we can spend our time on much more productive things.
Exactly that, yeah.
So this is the utopian idea, isn't it? People say that, you know, when we have AI to do everything for us, we won't need to waste our time taking out the bins and making schedules. We can actually, you know,
do more intelligent things.
use our full potential.
That's right, yeah.
We'll all be artists and dancers, and we'll be writing poetry, and
exactly.
We'll all be philosophers.
Exactly that. So we can, yeah, in this case, I would use it to create a quiz. Just give AI platform the notes and say, hey, can you create a revision quiz?
Amazing.
And it does it in 2 seconds.
There you go.
Amazing automation, yeah.
Automation, that's a good word.
It is, it is. What does that mean?
Automation is when something is set up to literally work on its own.
Yes, that's right. So it's something that you don't need to manually do. It's basically the opposite of manual, I suppose.
Yeah, very similar. So automation is the new, I suppose, buzzword with generative AI, automation, all these things.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And there's other, I'm trying to think of other ways that AI is used, I suppose, like things like facial recognition, maybe, on your phone or on your banking app.
Yeah, that's get a bit scary.
Is it getting scary? Do you use facial recognition? I bet you don't.
I don't know, but who knows, one day I might. I don't use it at the moment.
Okay.
I'm a little bit like an old lady in that sense. But
right. I think we're quite different in that sense. So I just kind of use the stuff when it comes up. I'm not one of the first people to use it, let's put it that way. But I won't be as skeptical or kind of, cautious as maybe you are. I think you're a little bit more cautious than I am about.
But you never know. There's nothing to say that my way is the right way, because you know, these things exist for a reason. And maybe you are, you know, maybe I'm putting myself more at risk. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, everyone's different. But you just mentioned trusting an AI doctor, though. I mean, like, would you trust an AI doctor? You know, it all became automated.
It's a great question. I mean, we already trust, you know, Google, don't we?
Kind of.
It depends.
I think
if it has access to your personal information and knows who you are, then probably right now not. If I knew it was totally safe and encrypted, then yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know, because if they do know, who cares?
You're talking about trust in the sense of not breaching your data. I mean, trust as in trust that what they're saying is right.
Ah, interesting.
Do you see what I mean? Like if you had a health problem.
Well, I think when it comes to this, it's a bit philosophical, because I think when AI is still new, so it's not black and white. We can't say we trust or we don't trust. I would say take it with a large pinch of salt.
That's a great expression, by the way.
So double check, because we've all seen cases of AI giving you very sophisticated information, and then if you look a bit closer, you realize it's not 100% correct.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, AI doesn't always give the right answer, like it's still learning, right? Yep.
And also, we forget that it's generative, so it will do what you want it to do at the drop of a hat. So even if it's wrong, like I once in a lesson, I said, please, can you give me some example sentences for this phrase? I mistyped it, and it gave me sentences for a wrong phrasal verb that does not exist. I think it was something like I typed in it was supposed to be take off or something, but I typed in take all or something, and it gave me all of these examples for something that does not exist.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, that does make you think, you need to really question it when you ask for information, right? Which is why...
Well, that's its job. It generates.
Yes, that's right. I suppose so. Which is why when I see these kind of new, I'm sure you've seen this as well, new kind of AI teachers, then obviously I kind of think, well, maybe they can teach you some basic stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know if an AI teacher would be able to give you all the details and the correct grammatical structures and, you know, different pronunciation in various accents and blah, 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 all of that stuff. When teaching a language, you know, I'm talking about language teachers.
I think, unfortunately, they can, but that's not the issue. They can give you what you want, and arguably sometimes quicker than a human. But the problem is AI doesn't know what you need. It only gives you what you ask for it. And if you knew what you needed as a student, you wouldn't need a teacher, right?
Right.
And that's where the teacher comes in. The teacher needs to listen to you, analyze, and identify what you need. So you can't really do that. That's the main problem. And that's the main thing that I see with students who try AI. They say, yeah, it's great, but you're not improving because you don't know what you need.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, our job should be safe, right?
Yeah. Come to us instead.
Come to us. Well, I guess we should wrap up here. So let's maybe go back very briefly and have a look at some of the expressions that we came up with along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one I think we mentioned was take off, and we also use the phrase take the world by storm as well,
And we also have take over, lots of
Lots of takes.
Even more proof that we need to be very precise about what these mean, because if you get it slightly wrong, you know, you could misunderstand.
Yeah, I mean, take off, take over, they're very different in meaning, aren't they?
And turn against.
We said turn against. So actually you can turn against something or someone.
Yep.
What else did we say? We also said that AI is capable of certain things. So capable as in it's has the capacity and the, you know, the knowledge to do that.
Yep.
And one of the things it's capable of is automation. Automation is probably a very important noun to remember. The verb is to automate.
Yep. And I use the phrase to take something with a pinch of salt, which means to not immediately trust information that you hear, to have a healthy dose of skepticism.
That's right.
And very useful.
That's right. Yeah. Some other phrases that came up, I don't know if they're new for our listeners, but facial recognition is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you open an app, for example, and you don't need to put in a password or a PIN, it just recognizes your face. Voice assistant like Alexa, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that was everything.
Yeah.
Hope we got everything there.
Indeed.
Wonderful. Okay, well, that's our episode on AI. Let us know in the comments if you have anything you wanted to say about AI, guys.
I'm sure everybody will.
Yeah, I think it's quite a hot topic. And also remember that if you would like any transcripts of these podcasts with Korean translations, you can just become a BritScent member. And we'll get that all over to you.
Indeed.
Yeah, you can find the details below.
There we go. Well, lovely speaking to you.
And you. Great to see you. And see you again.
Take care. Bye-bye.